If you were a candidate for office in Colombia and looking for some extra protection, you're in luck. And that's because one of the world's foremost designers of bulletproof clothing is based in the capital, Bogota. David Owen wrote about the company Miguel Caballero in the latest issue of The New Yorker, where he's a staff writer. David, you must have had major faith in the Caballero clothing line because you tried on one of the garments and allowed Mr. Caballero to shoot you. What was that like?
It was sort of undramatic. I felt a little thump in my stomach and then nothing. It didn't bruise my abdomen or it didn't knock me onto the ground. Two questions that friends of mine have asked me, but it was really fun. I liked it. I had to put on ear protection because it was very loud. And then I got to keep my bullet. It looks like a little mushroom cap. It's 38 caliber Colombian military ammunition. And during the rest of my time in Bogota, I carried my smushed bullet around with me in my pocket as sort of a lucky charm.
Now, when you got back, you spoke with scientists and researchers at DuPont, which makes the material Kevlar, which is kind of the bread and butter of any bulletproof clothing. DuPont calls Kevlar bullet resistant and not bulletproof. In fact, they were kind of surprised that you allowed yourself to be shot in it. How strong is Kevlar, really? And is DuPont just trying to avoid liability?
It's the thing that we like America for being cautious and not overhyping technology in this way. But they do. They just call it bullet resistant rather than bulletproof. And the engineers were quite surprised when I said that I had allowed myself to be shot. They said that they don't test their product on human beings, not even on reporters. But I was glad that I had waited until I got home to talk to them because I really enjoyed I really enjoyed being shot.
And apparently Mr. Caballero has shot almost all of his 200 employees wearing his garments just to make sure they work and they're all fine.
Including his fiancée. He's also shot his fiancée, who's his director. And incidentally, he doesn't use Kevlar. He uses a similar material that's of his own invention, which his designer referred to as the Coca-Cola formula of the company.
Well, tell us about the variety of designs you tried on and saw at the company there in Bogota.
There are a number of very utilitarian ones. There's a sort of a safari jacket that was recommended to me specifically as a reporter, the kind of thing that you might wear covering a sort of trouble spot in the world. Mm-hmm. They also have very high fashion stuff, like a white dinner jacket that they made for Diddy, a sort of a muumuu that they made for the actor Steven Seagal, who apparently worries about people shooting him, probably more in danger of being completely forgotten by people than being singled out as a target.
Now, apparently, President Obama may have worn a Caballero suit at his inauguration. Did you get that confirmed?
No, they wouldn't say anything about that. But there are a number of heads of state around the world who wear Caballero products, including a sleeveless T-shirt that is useful because you can wear it under anything. They also make a bulletproof golf shirt, which you can buy in the Caballero shop at Harrods in London. All these things are on Caballero's website. The website is kind of fascinating. It makes you wish that you were maybe more threatened than you actually are so that you could buy some of these things and wear them around.
Well, we'll certainly link to that website at theworld.org. Apparently, there's also ecclesiastical vestments that Carolina Ballesteros, his wife, has designed, which men of the cloth are worried about getting shot.
Well, I think all through Latin America, you're in danger if you speak out against things like drug dealers and random murders. And so clergymen will often wear bulletproof vestments when they preach. Caballero also makes a large bulletproof Bible that a priest can use as a screen. You can lift it up and use it as a bulletproof screen. And they also make a sort of a bulletproof blanket that you can throw over someone who's being shot at.
Wow, they're thinking about everything. Your article gives a nice little potted history of bulletproof clothing. And it seems that it evolves, constantly evolves. Are we getting to a time when bulletproof material, Kevlar or whatever, becomes so strong that it'll actually be hard to kill anyone with bullets?
Well, the people at DuPont talked about this. There's kind of a global arms race between people who want to hurt people and people who want to protect them. So the better that bulletproof materials get, unfortunately, also the better bullets get. For example, in Russia, bad guys tend to use a form of ammunition that you can't stop with Kevlar or any other flexible material. It's basically armor-piercing bullets that are hard to stop even with solid metal plates. Mm. Soldiers face the same difficulty. And many years ago, I thought, you know, why don't soldiers wear bulletproof clothing? And well, it turns out the answer is first, they do, sort of. And the second is that most of the bullets that get shot at soldiers are very hard to stop with any kind of clothing.
David Owen wrote the story Survival of the Fitted in the latest issue of The New Yorker about bulletproof clothing designer Miguel Caballero in Colombia. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've got a slideshow of the Miguel Caballero factory in Bogota. You can also see Mr. Owen getting shot. And we've got a link to the company's online catalog, too, in case you're feeling anxious of late. Both are at theworld.org.